大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
今天我们要讲的这个话题呢，我自己觉得稍微有点尴尬，有点 awkward.
I think it might be awkward for some Western people, but I find Chinese people are much more open to talk about their bodies than a lot of Western people.
没有，我觉得这个是和性别和 gender 有关。
Oh, okay.
Feel like women, 我们女性，我们女生是觉得这个。
You might have a point there. You might have a point there. In any case, today we are talking about the sounds of the body.
The sounds that your body makes.
Right. Or to use an adjective here, your bodily sounds.
Bodily. 所以身体是 body,但刚刚你讲这个 bodily, 我们看到 ly 啊，很容易想，哎呀，它就是一个副词，
right.
对不对？ But actually, bodily 是一个 adjective.
Right. So it's one of those tricky adjectives like lovely,where you see the ly and your brain automatically thinks, oh, this must be an adverb. But no, it is an adjective. Bodily aches and pains, bodily joy.
对，身体的疼痛，或者我们今天讲的这个 bodily sounds、mm-hmm. or noises.
Right.、
对，我们做今天这期节目的这个原因就是，虽然它很尴尬，但是也时不时会有用户问我们说啊，比如我打嗝了，英文怎么说？
Right.
或者对我打哈气啊、打呼啊、这些英文怎么说？因为书本不太会教我们这些东西。
Right.
So it's our role, our duty to teach you guys.
Duty and our pleasure.
好，那其实我们今天会教大家的这些不同的英语词啊，就可以分为两个大类。一类呢，真的就是noise sounds, 就声音比较响，然后还有一类它可能没有什么声音，但是是你的反应，比如说眨眼睛啊，然后天气很冷你会瑟瑟发抖啊。
Right, I mean, who knows, maybe at some level we are making a sound there, we just can't hear it, maybe like a fly or a mosquito,
right,
I think like, wow, that's crazy, crazy noise.
好，那我们就从最常见最 common 的开始、
okay.
好，
well, you already mentioneda favorite of mine, favorite of a lot of guys.
什么呀？
When you're eating, or maybe when you're drinking some soda.
Or beer.
Guys do like beer. It might cause your stomach to be a little gassy.
很多气。
All right, and that gas needs to escape, so it often escapes through your mouth. And you make a little burping noise.
啊、打嗝是不是？
Right.
所以这个叫 burping, or to burp.
Right, exactly. So that can be a loud noise. That could be a very quiet noise. Girls obviously burp too.
但我们非常 surprise, 很压抑这个，因为太没面子了。
Yeah, exactly. But when guys do it, it's usually very, very proud. You open your mouth very wide and use a very loud sound to get this air out. And that is called a belch.
Okay, 所以打嗝还分 small 和 big.
Right.
一个小嗝或者 middle, 中嗝，我觉得 medium one, this
is
a burp.
It's a burp.
B-U-R-P.
Right.
然后一个那种特别大的嗝，就像比如吃好一顿饭又喝了很多啤酒，然后很舒坦的那个叫 belch,
yeah,
怎么拼啊、
that would be B-E-L-C-H, belch.
To belch.
I just thought about burp, though. We also use it as a verb. Burp the baby.
Oh, 对，就是小孩喝完奶你要给他拍奶。
Right.
Burp the baby. 咦，你怎么知道的？
Burp, I am aware that babies exist and need care.
好，但我想问你的就是，这我们要怎么用？因为中文我们说我打了一个嗝，这就打是动词，嗝就是个名词。
Okay, so burp, like I say, you can burp a baby, but you can also just burp. Like he burped loudly during the dinner.
他打了一个很响的嗝。
Right, so it's just burp. In fact, a lot of these words we're going to use today, they are nouns, but they can also be used as verbs.
Okay. 哎，但是 burp 也可以把它变成形容词，对吧？因为有些人真的嗝非常多，然后你就可以说 someone is very
burpy.
Burpy.
Yeah, so you know you can always use a y to make an adjective.
Oh, 甚至那个 someone's very belchy.
Belchy. Jenny's belchy again.
I'm not.
She drinks that soda water.
不是，我就感觉就算我喝汽水，我喝可乐，我也不会一直打嗝，因为你要慢慢的喝啊，就可能。男生就是会
we chug,
right?
Yeah, we chug it, and then we belch as a result. And of course, if you drink too much beer, too much of anything, really, if you eat too quickly, you will hiccup. So sometimes I do hear a lot of English students mix up these two words, burp and hiccup.
但是 burp 是打嗝，然后 hiccup 是打噎，对不对？
I've never really thought about it from a bodily point of view before. What's the difference?
我自己感觉是 hiccup 是你是不太能控制的， like 打嗝基本上是你做了一个事情，然后你 as a result
feel it.
对，然后那个结果就是你会 burp、
right.
然后打噎有的时候它就是突然它就 all of a sudden 它就来了，然后停也停不住、
right.
是那种 a series of 你的连续的
okay.
对 and my kids I feel like yeah my kids have hiccups all the time、然后他们就 oh mommy I have the hiccups、
right.
然后我就会说哦，赶快我倒点热水给你们喝、
okay that's a good phrase there have the hiccups、
所以这个 hiccup他也可以做动词用，是吗？
You could say he is hiccuping,、right? He hiccups nonstop, or I don't like when he hiccups. The thing is, when you have kids,、you will probably say, have the hiccups.、So a lot of these expressions are in our memory from when we're very, very young. So we might say, have the burps,、or have the whatevers, you know.
就是前面要加一个的。
Right, have the blues, it's the same thing.
Okay.哎，最后关于 hiccups 我还想说的就是它也能来形容一些 difficulties 一些 problems、in life
right.
Right. 我记得我们开研做过一节课，就是哎呀旅游的时候碰到各种各样的 problems、然后那节课的名字就叫 travel hiccups
travel hiccups right yeah, so yeah、it's a problem
好的，但你不能说 I've got travel burps.
I got the travel burps.
Okay, moving on. 啊，反正我们的肚子真的就是，我觉得就是一个 trouble， 大麻烦，就经常会弄这种奇奇怪怪的声音。
Right, and we always record at the same time every day, which is lunchtime.
对，我们经常就是没有我们 we start at around 11 a.m.
Right. right.
然后过一会儿就饿了，然后就会听到彼此肚子里会咕噜咕噜的叫，这句饥肠辘辘呀。
Right. So if you guys listen very hard, you will hear our stomachs rumbling, or you will hear our tummies rumbling.
Okay. So stomach tummy 就是肚子的意思啊。Rumbling 就是这种咕咕咕咕的声音，
yeah.
怪怪的声音。
Right. 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 Exactly.
好，那刚刚我说就饿的时候肚子会咕噜咕噜嘛？英文有没有说什么hungry rumbling 还是什么
？We call them hunger pangs.、yeah, pangs. I think a lot of native speakers will say pains, but it should be pangs.
什么 pan 怎么拼啊？
P A N G like hang,、sang.
Hunger pangs.、You've got the hunger pangs.
Sure do.
好，那我们赶快录，你可以赶快吃午饭。好，接下来我们要讲的这个呢，它有点恶心，因为它就是恶心。打恶心。You know, it's when you feel like you want to throw up,、
right.
就有点像吐，但是没有吐出来，就那样打恶心。
Right, so gag.
Gag.
Right.
G-A-G, 是吧、就可以说 I gagged.
Yeah, this makes me gag.
我们从比较恶心的东西换了两个，就是更 common 一点的。
Okay, so another one that happens a lot when we are recording is we have to stop for a little.
新冠 COVID 不要讲
了。Oh, right. Yes, so that is a sound that we used to hear all the time, and now when you hear it, it's very.
现在大家都很注意，就是这个咳嗽啊，因为咳嗽 so.Cough, right?
A cough, right? Or coughing.
Coughing. I'm right. coughing, or、right. I just coughed. 因为它有可能是比如感冒啊什么的 symptom 症状、
right.
但它也有可能就像我们录音我们要 clear our throat.
Yes.
清清嗓子、对吧 You're not sick at all.
Nope.
Yeah, just make our voice better. 好，看完了咳嗽，那打喷嚏怎么说呢？
Sneeze.
哦，这个也是现在大家都特别注意。
Yeah. But the problem is, sneezing is one of my favorite things in the world.
什么意思？
It feels,
你很喜欢打喷嚏。
It feels so good to sneeze. So in the morning, it's like one of the first things I do after I get up is I try and find the sun.Or some source of light, because it usually will make me sneeze.
Ah,
yeah.
所以对你来说是一个 reflex, like 条件反射是吧
You have to, I mean, you have to kind of work at it a little bit.、But, you know, if you walk outside on a very bright day,、then yes, a lot of people have that reflex. They just sneeze.
这里我要问你啊，这个动词 oh, someone, Adam just sneezed.、
Sneezed all over my...Shirt. Gross.
恶心恶心。好那接下来的这个我觉得也是录音的时候经常会出现的。特别下午录音有时候吃完了午饭有点困。
Yeah, so Adam has the hiccups or gets the hiccups. One word I always use around the office is has the tireds. So Adam always gets the tireds in the afternoon. So there is a lot of...
Yawning.
Yes, yawning.
Y-A-W-N,、就是打哈欠。而且打哈欠其实是蛮有传染性的嘛 It's
right,
infectious.
It's,
所以英文有一个说法叫 copy yawner.、一个人、
oh, yeah.
对一个人打完哈欠以后可能坐在他旁边的人过一会儿也打了。
Okay.
Like, copy yawner.
Copy yawner. 、yeah, I always just say yawning is contagious.
我们之前讲这个都是 COVID year, very dangerous.
Yeah, that's true.
好除了打哈欠以外呢我们再说说打呼噜好了。
Okay, so...Didn't know we were going to talk about my dad so much today, but snore.
好像就是说年纪大了以后比较就是打呼会越来越频繁。
Right. So snore, generally speaking, that is a verb, snore or snoring. He always snores. You can say a snore. Like a snore would just be...I think probably just a full breath in and out. But usually it's just, you know, oh, my husband snores, my father snores, my grandfather.
但打呼是一个很就是很大的问题啊 It could be a health problem, right? And for people who are sharing a bed with you, 是很对。所以我们可以说 someone is a very loud snorer or snores very loud.
Yeah, you could say a loud snorer. That's probably more common.
好那还有什么 bodily sounds 吗So this is the next one. 当你叹气的时候。
Okay, so sigh.
Sigh.
Yeah.
这个是 S-I-G-H,、不是那个签名 sign.
Sign.
S-I-G-N.
Right. Now, one thing that's interesting about these three, yawn, snore, and sigh, is we actually use, I should say young people, use these words a lot to express like, this is boring.Yawn.
Fa 短信
Right.
发信息的时候
Oh, that movie, you know, what a snore. Or this professor is such a snore. Or like sigh. We do write sigh a lot.
对对对、叹气就是会拼出来
Right.
好那 Well, I kind of saved the best for the last.
Yeah, okay. So, Jenny, you live with three guys. three guys.
对，一个老公，两个儿子。
Right. So, what's the sound you hear the most at home?
Or something I smell the most?
What do you smell the most at home?
不是 at home, home 那个空间比较大，还可以会稀释。最恐怖的是开车的时候，突然怎么那么臭 ？Which one of you farted?
Who farted? Yes, that's right. So, fart is one of the funniest words in the English language. But right, as Jenny says, if you're in a situation where you can't really dilute the fart, then
不能稀释。
Right. So, fart is again a verb. It is a noun.It's an amazing word, an amazing feeling.
Yeah, I don't know why guys are so farty. 真的就是形容词很 farty.
Dude, yeah, awfully farty.
你们就是吃东西要吃慢一点，细嚼慢咽，好吗？然后不要就是去 mix 什么啤酒和花生米啊，这些 not a good mix.
Not a good mix.
好，那哎呀，我们今天其实讲了已经很多了。How about we save the, you know, 眨眼睛啊，脸红啊 for another show.
Think that's a good idea.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。A little bit awkward, 虽然有点尴尬 but I think they are super useful.、Right?
Yeah, I mean, hey guys, let us know. Are you burpy? Is your husband hiccupy? Is your kid really farty sometimes? We want to know these things.
没有最主要的 How do we, you know, burp less? Okay, thank you for listening, guys. 我们下次再见。
All right, bye, guys.